Okay, our next guest needs no introduction. Adam Putnam is Commissioner of Agriculture of the state of Florida, of course, and just announced, I guess, about a little over a week ago, Adam, your bid for governor. You're at your last event, and at each stop, you've got a lot of rural and ag folks turning out and a lot of others, but been quite a busy week with your stakeholders and your agriculture roots around the state, huh?
Well, it's been a great week, and we've not only been in our agricultural communities, we've been in downtown of some of our biggest cities in Florida. We've been in downtown Miami. We've been in downtown Jacksonville, St. Pete, Tampa. And the turnout has been fantastic. This event here in O'Brien had over 600 people, just an outpouring of grassroots support from one end of the state to the other, rallying behind my vision for the state of Florida. And we're just excited about the strength of our launch and the excitement that appears to be out there even 15 months away from the election.
You know, when I visit around the nation about our Commissioner of Agriculture that has such great potential for the governor's slot, the first question I seem to get asked, like I was with Max Armstrong this week on his National This Week in Agribusiness program, was, well, does a farm guy really have a shot at winning in a state like Florida? We're now number three in population, you know.
I believe that a farm guy does have a strong shot at winning this state. I know this state. I know every corner of it, our cities and our rural areas. I know what our problems are, and I know how to solve them. I'm the most prepared candidate running to manage the types of crises that pop up when you're governor of a state like Florida. And look, the values that I have are universal values. Everybody wants a climate in this state that is friendly to business, that allows people to find jobs, create jobs, build jobs, make Florida the launch pad for the American dream, whether that's in agriculture or in manufacturing or any number of things. People want to know that locals are going to determine what the education of their children will be, not Washington. So the values of vocational education, career and technical education, diversifying our economy without turning our back on the pillars of our economy, which are agriculture, tourism, and construction. These are all things that everybody agrees with, and we're finding that my message resonates across the state, not just in small towns.
I guess that's at least in part the answer to my next question. You know, you're a fifth-generation Floridian. As a Floridian myself, I know in farm circles you've heard the stories about how frustrating it gets to hear people that move here to become residents tell us how great it is elsewhere and how we need to change things the way we run our state. So how would you approach those folks about a Florida native running a state that's got more residents that weren't born here than the ones that are?
Well, look, I'm proud of the fact that Florida is the type of state that people save all year to visit. They save for a lifetime to move here. But I also believe that we can be more than that. And as a fifth-generation Floridian, I have deep roots here, and I care deeply about the long-term well-being of our state. My wife's an Air Force brat. She grew up all over the world. And she reminds me all the time that often it's people who did not grow up here who have the greatest appreciation for things that we often take for granted because it's always been there for us. And so the combination of those two things, people who are Floridians by choice and people who are Floridians by birth, we all share the same values about protecting the things that make Florida, Florida, and much of that is rooted in the land and natural resources and agriculture, and creating the type of climate for opportunity that people can find their piece of the American dream here in Florida.
Still one legislative session to go before your election season really hits full swing in the home stretch. Biggest concerns going into next session in the middle of a campaign race, are we going to be looking at kind of a lame duck session with a lot of the key slots in state government changing?
Well, a lot of that will be determined by how this session that we've just concluded ultimately ends. And it ain't over because the fat lady hadn't sung yet. The governor still has some big decisions to make about budget vetoes and some policy bill vetoes that could have an impact on whether or not the legislature has to come in for special session. Special sessions, in large part, will determine what kind of mood everyone is in when they go into the next session. You know, agriculture did have a tough session. Ultimately, SB 10 turned into something that farmers in the EAA could live with. And preserve the jobs and the lifestyle of our Glades communities. Our budget got hammered on Fresh from Florida, but much of the rest of it did okay. I'm very frustrated that Rural and Family Lands was not funded more than it was, and it was the only conservation program that was funded at all. So as we go into next year, there are going to be a lot of factors that play into that. But I would think and I would hope that going into an election year, the legislature, the legislators themselves who are going to be on the ballot, are going to want to show the people of Florida that they're focused, that they're doing their job, and that they're delivering results for Florida as they go into that even-numbered year.
Depending on who wins the election for the Department of Ag slot for the Commissioner of Agriculture that you're vacating with term limits, and say you get elected governor, do you see any differences or any changes you would like to see made in the relationship between the governor's office and the Department of Ag and day-to-day operations or otherwise?
Well, if I'm fortunate enough to be governor, the Commissioner of Agriculture will certainly have a strong partner in the governor's office. I believe that the next Commissioner of Agriculture needs to have a heart for agriculture, needs to be as passionate about its well-being as I have been, and I'm confident that that's what we'll have, and I think that agriculture will benefit from that partnership. But you certainly want to leave enough elbow room for the next commissioner to be able to do the things that they think are the right things to do and create their own fingerprints on the department that I love so much and that is staffed by some of the finest public servants in Florida.
Next 18 months, two jobs, Ag Commissioner, Governor's candidate, both of more than a full-time job. Any conflicts you see anticipated or complementary endeavors or some of both?
Well, it's certainly my first obligation is to the job that I have now, which is why I have peeled off at various locations to go visit with our firefighters and check in on some fires that we had in Charlotte County and Sarasota County at Northport. I am capable of doing both. It certainly is a drain on energy, but I'm excited about it. I'm running on adrenaline and momentum, and when you feel the kind of energy that we saw here today in this barbecue, it just makes it that much easier. But I will certainly continue to be focused on both of my responsibilities, my primary responsibility being my day job as Commissioner of Agriculture.
Last question I had prepared, Adam, is, over the years, gosh, I remember back, and I show my age a little bit, but I remember back with your grandfather and some of the Farm Bureau meetings way back in the 70s, and, he would sit and he would listen a long time, but when he had something to say, if it took it, he'd stand up and get the attention of a large crowd. We've had many interviews. You expressed to me over the years the complexity of government as the population has grown, both state, local, federal, even international. You've talked about the pride you have in public service. But the mood of agriculture, as we learned in the last election and seem in recent years, is professional politicians is a negative word. Even a lot of your colleagues on the Republican Party got elected on that mantra, running against what they termed the so-called professional politicians. But yet you won your last statewide election with resounding majorities, both numbers of counties and votes. What's your secret? Is agriculture your silver bullet?
I'm accessible. I'm available to the people I serve. I never drank the water to become a creature of Tallahassee. These are my people. My roots are in the land. My roots are in citrus and cattle. My heart is in this state. And I think that shows. I think that people want a leader for our state who knows our state, knows every corner of our state, knows how to solve the problems and how to treat people along the way. And I believe that my optimistic, conservative vision for Florida will be a winning one in 2018.
I said I needed 10 minutes, and I'm at 10:05, so it's open mic as usual. What did I miss?
Well, as usual, you pretty well covered the waterfront. There's a lot of challenges facing agriculture. There's a lot of challenges facing our state. And many of the experiences I've had managing agriculture's problems will make me a better governor, whether it's crises like wildfires or New World screwworm, or managing a large, diverse portfolio of responsibilities within the department. Being Commissioner of Agriculture has been the privilege of a lifetime, and regardless of what happens in the next election, I will always view it that way.
Commissioner, excellent. Appreciate your time today. Thanks so much. Looking forward to visiting along the trail.
You bet. Look forward to it as well.